President Ford is the most prominent figure in American political life to have passed away this past year. We take a few minutes now to remember some of the other politicians who died in 2006, starting with Ann Richards. She was the former governor of Texas who delighted the 1988 Democratic National Convention with this dismissal of then Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
Texas's Ann Richards. And then there was Lloyd Bentsen, the Democratic candidate for vice president in 1988, who will always be remembered for this response to Dan Quayle during their debate.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There were other political figures who passed away as well. Jean Kirkpatrick, who was the United Nations ambassador under President Reagan. Caspar Weinberger, who was in the cabinet of three Republican presidents, Nixon, Ford, and Reagan. And there were those whose names you probably wouldn't recognize, but whose accomplishments you probably will. And if you don't, we have on hand political editor Ken Rudin. Hello, Ken.
Good morning, Renee.
So let's talk about some of the people on your list.
Well, it's people that you probably should have heard of but haven't. Like, for example, Joseph Ungaro. He was a former managing editor of the Providence Evening Bulletin, and he asked a question to President Nixon at an editor's meeting in 1973, which elicited the "I am not a crook" line from the president.
I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Renee, there was also Arnie Sachs. He was a freelance news photographer who took the famous picture in 1963 of President Kennedy shaking hands in the Rose Garden with a 16-year-old kid named Bill Clinton. And there was Martin Dardis. He was an investigator who traced the money found in the pockets of the Watergate burglars to the committee to reelect President Nixon.
I'm taking a peek here at your list, and you also have Al Lewis. The guy who played Grandpa on the Munsters?
The same guy, but he was also the Green Party nominee for governor of New York. In 1998, he ran against George Pataki. He received 52,000 votes for governor of New York.
Now, who was Pierre Rinfrae?
Well, it's a fun story. He was the Republican who ran against Mario Cuomo in 1990. GOP leaders could not find a Republican to run against Cuomo, who was so popular. So they dug out Rinfrae's name from somebody's phone book. They called him up, asked him to run for governor. And he said yes, and he got clobbered by Cuomo in 1990.
And Ken, to round out this list, you have someone by the name of Lou Carroll.
Well, he was a key person in American political history. Lou Carroll was a traveling salesman from Texas who read that these two girls in Washington, these two little girls in Washington, really wanted a dog. So Lou Carroll packed up this Cocker Spaniel, mailed it to the two girls in Washington. The girls' names were Julie and Tricia. And Tricia decided to name the dog Checkers. And that was led to the famous Checkers speech in 1952, when Richard Nixon, who was Dwight D. Eisenhower's running mate, was accused of accepting certain gifts from business. Men, and he said, "For all the gifts, I am not giving back the little dog Checkers." And that kept Richard Nixon on the Eisenhower ticket in 1952, and it led to bigger and sometimes better things.
Ken, thanks very much, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Renee. Thank you.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. He writes the weekly Political Junkie column on our website, and you can find it at npr.org.